Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all of the pop culture news and none of the research. I'm Jackson.
I'm Joel Dusha.
I'm Andrew Levin.
And today, boys and boys and boys and boys, what do we think's gonna happen in the untitled Mario movie? I actually don't know if it's untitled. It could just be called Mario, but I think it's an untitled Mario movie. So, I mean, it's the news that shocked the nation, really. The casting announcement for the brand new Mario movie. The announcement coming in the middle of a Nintendo Direct. Everybody's excited for video games, and instead, a punch in the noggin from Miyamoto himself.
I was watching. It's school holidays at the moment. I have two kids, 5 and 7 years old. And I was like, oh, school holidays, 8 o'clock. They aired the Nintendo Direct. What a great time to watch the first ever Direct that I've ever watched with my kids.
Yeah,
it'd be great for them to do. And there were ups. Like the first half, you know, it was that new Kirby game. That's going to be a huge hit in the Levin's household. But then they got to the Mario announcement, and I may have yelled, oh no, oh no. And Tilly, who is 5, is like, what's wrong, daddy? What's wrong, daddy? And I was like, oh, it's just like the last people in the universe that I would have cast for these characters. And then like my mind thinking about, oh, well, if they're doing the roles, what's the story going to be? I'm glad we can discuss that today. Ended with my son, like, even like after the direct, like an hour after the direct, going, Dad, I'm so sorry about the Mario cast. No, it's fine. Like, you know, it kind of rules that it's going to be so fucked.
Oh, yeah. For sure. I think it's really awesome that within a week we got, and one is way worse than the other, I know, but within a week we got the announcement of the new Fantastic Beasts movie, The Secrets of Dumbledore, set in Nazi-occupied Berlin. And Brazil, and the Mario casting. It was like a beautiful, it was like Christmas for bad times, and it made me so happy.
And look, you were wondering what the Mario movie was going to be called. It's actually going to be called Mario, The Secrets of Dumbledore.
And it's set in Nazi-occupied Berlin as well. Yeah. So obviously casting, for those who don't know, we have Mario, played by Chris Pratt. We have Luigi, played by Charlie Day. Bowser is Jack Black. Donkey Kong is Seth Rogen. Toad is Keegan-Michael Key.
Fred Armisen is Cranky Kong.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've completely forgotten so many of the others.
You are a brave, brave person to just launch into the cast.
I thought I had it.
Clicked on your computer and typed in Mario cast.
I should have looked.
What Jackson did. And also, I feel like you could have, I think there's a lot of there's a lot of similarities between, you know, the ground we cover on Baseless Speculation and Hey Fam, my podcast. Mm. And I think never in a million years could we, like the cumulative minds of both podcasts could have never, even if we were really going for it, come up with a cast funnier than the one we're actually getting.
Oh, not in a million years. Not in a million years could we have come up with.
Anya Taylor-Joy is Peach.
Right. Kevin Michael Richardson is Carmack. Sebastian Maniscalco is Spike.
Who's Foreman Spike?
Foreman Spike from Wrecking Crew. The 1982 Alan Page classic.
That not a single person.
But I think that tells you so much about what the plot of this game is going to be.
And
it tells you everything you need to know. Yeah.
Is also what people assumed was the, because Foreman Spike is dressed in yellow. So that's kind of people originally thought that Foreman Spike was Wario, like when Wario became a thing.
And you also got Charles Martinet, the original voice of Mario, as someone.
Various cameos.
Various cameos. Well, I got to assume that is because Charles Martinet, I think, does not only do the voice of Mario.
Yeah.
He does a lot of other Mario characters. So presumably,
I'm going to take a leaf out of the currently absent Joel Zammit's book, which is we get into the intro of A Baseless Speculation, then Joel Zammit rips out a huge call straight off the bat. I'm going to do it right now. Charles Martinet is going to be voicing Wario in this movie. And it'll be like a sequel bait tease. Wario will be the villain of the sequel to this film.
Yeah, well,
I think that is expecting too much of what is going to be an atrocious animated movie.
Yeah.
I think Charles Martinet is going to... I think it's going to be a very meta, like Super Mario is already a big... I'm going right. Like I know.
Yeah, please,
every moment of this movie, but Super Mario is going to be already a big. He's going to be at the end. Like, you know, he's saved the princess hundreds of times in this movie. When this movie takes place, and he is very famous in his own right. And I think, at one point, Chris Pratt is going to like be holding a Mario doll and be like, "See, this doesn't even sound like me," and then squeeze the Mario's tummy, and it'll be like, "Okie dokie," and it'll that'll be the extent of Charles Martinet. Or Mario, Chris Pratt's Mario, will be wearing a watch, and his alarm is Charles Martinet.
Oh,
as
yeah.
Mario.
Woohoo!
Or, okay, and this is like dream. Charles Martinet plays Mario's dad.
Well, yes. Okay, so if you're listening to this and you don't listen to Thumb Cramps, last week we had Alexi on Thumb Cramps to go through the casting of this, and he had a very similar idea of how they were going to use Charles Martinet in this film as you, Levins. But Mario's dad, that's a huge call that ties into what you said earlier, but also with the casting, because if Cranky Kong is a big enough name in this movie to get like a named actor playing, Cranky Kong in the video games is the original Donkey Kong.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that what they're probably going to fucking do here... is there'll be an original Mario too.
No. I think you're wrong. I think what they, but I think you're on the money, because Form and Spike, this is how I imagine this film is going to be. It's going to be a telling of the Mario, because it's going to be that kind of cynical, weird kids film that's way too self-aware, right?
Yeah.
So what we're going to get is we're going to open with a compilation of the original Mario game. So we're going to start with Wrecking Crew, right? Where Mario and Luigi aren't even plumbers at this point. They're just guys on a construction site. Okay. Alongside Form and Spike, who will become Wario. And I think they're also going to pull the Sonic the Hedgehog trick where, oh, it's just like everything's normal, but then Dr. Robotnik becomes a ghoul, you know, cartoon man because of the other realm or whatever that they've fallen into. So I think they're going to go that route. It's not going to be set in the Mushroom Kingdom. They're going to fall into the Mushroom Kingdom. All three of them. When that happens, Form and Spike is going to become Wario. But we will get like a compilation at the start of them meeting Bowser and stuff and going through Donkey Kong the game, because then Donkey Kong can be a main character and Fred Armisen can be the Cranky Kong referring to the previous events that were the montage at the beginning. That's kind of how I reckon it's going to be. And our main character is going to be Bowser, Donkey Kong, Mario, Luigi, and our villains are going to be Wario and Waluigi. That's my guess. That's what I think.
Okay, I will give points to you, Jackson, for the fact that this movie is made by a lot of people that made Teen Titans Go to the Movies and also has a cast that's very similar to the Lego movie.
Yeah.
And the framing you've got there is very similar to, like, Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, oh, can I... Sorry, just one last thing. Charles Martinet is going to be doing the voices in the movie of the events of the film at the end of the film.
I think this is fucking two out of the last three baseless speculations. You've been like, it's a film within a film! Shut the fuck up.
No, it's just, at the end, there will be a movie that they are watching of the things that happened to them, because Charles Martinet voices Luigi, Mario, Wario,
and Waluigi.
They'll
be playing a game of what they've just done.
Yeah. I think it'll be a movie. A game's too clever. A game's too clever for Illumination animation. A movie is exactly the kind of nonsense they'll do.
Okay, so I think we open with like what seems like the ultimate Super Mario level. We see Mario stomp on a bunch of Goombas. We see him team up with Luigi, and we see him ride a Yoshi. We see him make Bowser plummet into the lava, and then he saves Peach. And this whole time, we're watching this, like, you know, like classic Super Mario shit. There's a voiceover, and it's Chris Pratt, who we know as Emmett from the Lego movie, which is the first of these. This and Wreck-It Ralph. I can't remember which one came out first.
I think those are the two.
Yeah. Like, those are the two biggest influences on this movie, because we're going to have Chris Pratt going like, "Hey, what's up? I'm Mario." You know, like, this is my friend Luigi. This is my friend Luigi. Though his last name is Mario. Like, you know, And then, like all these like boring jokes. And as we watch him, like, you know, doing all the action stuff. And then it's like, And they beat Bowser, and then it's like, okay, that's a wrap, everybody. Well done, well done, well done. And Luigi and Mario are kicking back after a big day of saving Peach, and they're drinking and having a mushroom brew or something. And he's like, hey, nice work there today, Mario. And then Mario's like, I don't know, Luigi. Sometimes I just feel like, you know, there's more to life out there than just killing Bowser and saving the princess every day. And then we get, like, you know, an Evanescence song or something. Whatever the 2022 equivalent of Evanescence is.
Yeah.
We get that. We have, like, this, like, yeah, it's basically Mario trying to escape the Mushroom Kingdom and live a life elsewhere. A la, like, Wreck-It Ralph trying to reinvent himself.
Yeah.
And he goes to other video game characters.
Oh.
So Donkey Kong and Cranky Kong. And there's going to be lots of different Nintendo characters.
Yeah, they've said there's Nintendo cameos.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I didn't know that. Mm.
Can't wait for Link to appear on the big screen.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Will he talk? Yeah.
Well,
surely.
Fuck, imagine they get
surely
Link,
Link will talk. Absolutely, Link will talk.
That's the character Charles Martin May's voice. Okay, that would be amazing if we're like, okay, well, this fully, like, you know, fully realized version of Mario and Donkey Kong and Bowser and Peach, and they're speaking this whole time, and then you see Link show up, and he's like, you know, like, okie dokie. I can't remember. Mamma mia.
Hey,
like,
yeah. Okay.
Oh, no.
Because you can't have, what I keep thinking is that you can't have either Bowser or Donkey Kong be your bad guy. I don't think they can be the villain of the movie. Because
the bad guy is like the day-to-day grind, man.
Yeah. Yeah. it's getting tied down. That's what the bad guy is. Well, then do you think that it's going to be, if this is the plot, that Mario is trying to reinvent himself, it'll be like a full-on Wreck-It Ralph, where as Mario goes through all of these different video games, these different Nintendo properties, Peach, Bowser, Luigi, and Donkey Kong have to team up to go and, like, you know, save Mario from the other video game worlds.
Yeah, there'll be some that I can see that happening. I think also like, you know, the bit in Enter the Spider-Verse where the older version of Peter Parker, he like they go through all the things that he's done, and he talks about making the album, and like, you know, they reference all these things that the actual Spider-Man character has been a part of over the years. I think there'll be something similar to that where it's like, you know, I saved the princess, I taught typing. I have a go-kart. I play basketball, soccer. Yeah. You know,
guaranteed we're going to get a joke where they're like, Bowser, why are you always attacking me? We were go-karting last weekend.
Yeah, totally.
I would stake money on that some joke like that will be in there. Or
Luigi, Mario is missing. Oh, not again.
No, I don't even think they'll be that clever with their references. Although I guess there is Wrecking Crew. Like, Foreman Spike is part
that's
of
such
it.
A strange choice of a character.
Well, that's why I think we're going to get there. I mean, maybe it's not like the original Mario Brothers movie where they start in Brooklyn and end up in the Mushroom Kingdom, but I think we will definitely get a montage at the beginning showing the various jobs they had leading up to the modern day incarnation of Mario, starting with the Wrecking Crew.
Do you think we get this weird meta thing where Mario has already exists and is the Mario that we know and love from the video games already? Or is this going to be an origin movie, a la the first live-action Mario movie?
I had my money on an origin movie at the beginning, and that we would see, or at the very least that it would start with, like, his origin, and we would get, like, maybe the first quarter of the film dedicated to it, showing all the various incarnations of Mario, showing him defeating Donkey. Because I think by the time we get to the main plot, Mario, Donkey Kong, Bowser, Luigi, and Peach all need to be riffing together, making unfunny jokes about the situation, which requires a certain level of comfort with one another and a certain level of, like, you know what I mean? So I feel like you need to get over the hump of, like, the actual content of the games is serious just so they can do their bad jokes. Does that kind of make sense?
Yes, that makes sense. But also, I've just done a little bit of digging and I might have blown something.
Okay.
One of your theories away, Jackson.
Oh!
He was announced to... The actor is just playing Spike.
Yeah.
But there's an enemy in Super Mario Bros. 3 called Spike.
Yeah, that is true. But in the infographic they made when they announced all the names,
it actually said Foreman Spike.
It has the image of Foreman Spike next to Spike.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So it is not a Spike from Mario. Very easy mistake to make. But we haven't had anyone announce as playing a Goomba to that.
What about this? Hang on. What about this? Okay. We begin with them all working on the Wrecking Crew, yeah? and it's Mario and Luigi and Foreman Spike, and Foreman Spike's never allowed to be part of their Mario games. And because he looks a bit like Mario and Luigi, but he's like left out. He's not part of the Mario-ing. And so he becomes our central villain as he tries to do the Mario thing, but he's not good at it and he causes a bunch of chaos. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's kind of like, I guess also almost Wreck-It Ralph again with whatever the racing car guy's name was, where he starts
Turbo
taking over it.
Yeah,
so it's like Foreman Spike Kart 64, Foreman Spike World, Foreman Spike this, and everybody's going to get together and be like, what are you doing, Foreman Spike? You're not a Mario. Or something in that vein. I think he's got to be the villain. I think he's got to be the villain.
Do you think that we're going to get Super Mario Brothers the movie, the game?
Oh, that would rule.
on PlayStation 5.
No, but like, all jokes aside, I think that's... Do you reckon?
Probably.
There's a big chance that this is probably going to be a AAA Nintendo title that drops Christmas 2022.
That would be so exciting. That would be so exciting.
If they're doing different art style to what we normally get from a Mario game, then yes, I can see that happening. But if not, I mean, what makes it different?
If
Chris Pratt will voice Mario.
Well, if
in the game as well, yeah.
But also, if Mario's going into other worlds, like a Mario-styled game where there's like, rather than like World 1, which is like Green Hills or whatever, it's like World 1, Samus.
Hyrule. Yeah.
Samus. What am I talking about? What's a crate?
Also, Green Hill Zone is the name of the first Sonic level, not Mario.
What's the name? I don't think it has a name, but also the first level in Super Mario World is all Green Hills, which is what my brain was thinking.
It's so weird to me that they've put so much focus on, oh no, all these characters, like they need to be fully voiced. Because if anyone can make a movie work featuring characters that don't say much, you would think it would be the same studio that made the Minions movies.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Yeah.
Minification of Goombas, though, and that's pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We'll get to see a Goomba say banana.
Finally. Do we think, Mario, when he's Marioing, like, he's squishing Goombas and he's jumping on turtles and killing them or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, but what level of gore are we going to get in this Illumination film? Like, is Mario going to kill the bad guys? I guess the fact that that would be almost a bit much kind of lends credence, Levins, to your, like, it's all a bit of an act at this point, and no one's really getting hurt.
Well,
and
I think we'll see him squish them in the game, and then then we'll see them afterwards being like, you know, like all squished and maybe like with like bandages on, be like, oh, great work, Mario.
Yeah. Maybe two Goombas on either side of one Goomba, like stretching him out again or whatever. Yeah. And that's kind of like a joke as the Goombas goof around on each other.
Yeah. We'll definitely get a scene where Mario stomps on a Goomba, the Goomba's squished, you get the squished animation, and then. Yeah. A squished Goomba goes up to a regular Goomba, right? Whether it's being like, hey, great job on the set today, guys, or like, yeah, I saw Mario.
Yeah. He got me good. Classic, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that a plot point in this movie will be that Bowser, and where a lot of the Jack Black comedy comes from, will be that Bowser has to look after Bowser Jr., and we'll get a lot of like, how dads are bad at being parents jokes. Or at the very least, Bowser's not ready for a kid jokes. I would say that's almost a guarantee. And some offhanded joke about Bowser Jr.'s mother that is never resolved because, like, you know, you don't want to think about Bowser's big throbbing cock, I guess.
are we going to get, Bowser Jr.? Who's going to voice him?
The kid from Finn Wolfhard from Stranger Things. Lock it in. But I think we'll definitely get him. Maybe he'll just have like a little kid voice. Like it'll be like a less of like any named actor because it's not really important. It'll just be shenanigans. You know what I mean? I mean, they could even do a thing with it. Like it's later in life. Bowser's got a kid. You know, nobody's got time for the classic Mario sort of shenanigans anymore. So. We can't do it. We got to get back to our roots. I can see
what
that
do,
being the
what do
the
you
premise
want
as well.
The most? Do you want like of the three? I now thought because we should. There is a possibility that they will just do a straight up like Mario and Luigi are two dead shit plumbers.
Yeah.
And one day the princess gets stolen by a big lizard, and they have to, go on a big adventure to save her. There is the possibility that we'll get that. Then there's also the possibility that they are. like two regular plumbers in New York as opposed to Mushroom Kingdom.
Yeah.
Who have to go to the Mushroom Kingdom and become video game characters or whatever in this, in another adventure, or there is the meta version. Which of those three things do you think we'll get?
I think
which things do you want? Sorry. Which
oh, do
you
I want?
Want?
Oh, yeah. God.
I want the straight version. Like, I've seen, like, I saw Trolls 2, which I know isn't a crazy thing to say.
Yeah.
But that is, like, the plot of that is pretty much exactly what a straight Mario would be.
Mm.
And it was fine. Like, I don't love it, but I was like, yeah, okay, there's jokes. They're like, it makes sense. Like,
for sure. I think that it would be the least, like, you know, like, I guess cynical is the only word I can think of, really, where, you know, like, I think one of the reasons, like, a movie like Spider-Verse or something did so well, and I think a reason that a lot of these, like, animated Pixar movies do so well is that they're just, or I don't know if they do so well, but they're just so watchable, is that they're really sincere about what they're doing, right? Like, there's none of this kind of weird irony, poisoned kind of, like, these meta jokes and stuff where... If you're making a film and part of that film is you being like, look at this fucking film we're making, that sucks. That's not fun. So I think a straight Mario movie would be the best because it would hopefully have as little of that as possible. Whereas the kind of meta one where they're like, damn, I've been Marioing for so long sounds fucking horrible. That sounds like the worst one.
And I reckon that's the most likely version.
Yeah, me too. I think that's the most likely
and
as well.
The meta version of Mario. This is also going to suck because we haven't had a Mario movie since 1993.
Yeah.
And then for them to be like, hey, we're doing an irony-soaked meta Mario movie.
Yeah. Oh,
and you better believe they're making fun of the 1993 one.
Oh, absolutely.
Many
which
times
is
throughout this movie.
Hilarious because no kid in the world has seen that 1993 movie. Never in a million years has anyone seen it. And a lot of adults haven't seen it either. And if you're an adult watching this movie, you want the straight Mario. You know what I mean? Like, it's for no one.
Jackson, when we inevitably see this film in cinemas, when they, because I've seen the 1993 one kind of recently. So if they throw in a pretty obvious reference, I'll get it. I will loudly say in the cinema, ah, good reference.
All right, I'll one up you, okay? Where if the opening music to this movie is like a orchestral version of the Super Mario Brothers movie, like music, like the classic World 1-1 music, I'll sing along in the cinema. All right.
Yeah, what if we get the version where it's like Panic at the Disco with a rapper like Lil Yachty.
I will be,
that'll be who does the opening thing.
Yeah. I will be in that cinema going, doo, 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 doo. We're gonna
be... get like a Skrillex like dubstep version.
Oh yeah, that feels like the right amount of out of touch, I think. Yeah. To have a Skrillex dubstep version.
Oh, Pixels has in their end credits, the fucking end credits song is Waka Flocka Flame.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like just like the most random mix of people, and the song's like fine. It's just like fucking weird. I hope they channel that energy.
Me too. Do we think this just occurred to me? So the Sonic the Hedgehog movie came out. There's a sequel coming.
Game On by Waka Flocka Flame. Oh, dude,
incredible.
Yeah, and who's the features on it?
I think that's it. Like, just that's it.
It's just a Waka. That's...
just a Waka song.
That's crazy. Do we think that?
Oh, hold on. There's a featuring.
Okay.
Oh, no, sorry. My bad. Thank God I clicked through the link.
Yeah.
It's Waka Flocka featuring Good Charlotte.
What?
As I say, it's like when they did the Ghostbusters Answer the Call, whatever it was, and it was Fallout Boy with Missy Elliott.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's always like a few generations too late for them to be collaborating. Good Charlotte, far past their prime, when they made that song with Waka Flocka Flame, who hadn't put out a good song in quite a couple of years by that point anyway.
Far out.
Yeah. I think the Mario Brothers theme, it'll be a, pop punk kind of band playing a cover, and it's going to have a posthumous verse from Lil Peep.
Oh, whoa. That's a huge goal.
Also, I love that you said post-humorous.
It's going to be not funny, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, what about this? Are we going to get... It's a kid's film. It's a bad kid's film. We're going to get a dance party at the end?
Dance party
full of cameos.
Oh, yeah. Mario
Bullet knows. Bill spins on its face. Everybody's dancing. Yeah, I think that's... If that's not in the movie, I'll be shocked. That would be more shocking than it being in there, I think. Do we think Sonic the Hedgehog will feature in this movie at all? Even as a post-credits sting. You know, Racket.
They're owned by Universal. Is Sonic? Okay. Who made the Sonic Universe?
I don't know. Who? Sonic movie. Let's see. Just because they're coming out at the similar times, I just it was Paramount. I think
Paramount.
Damn. So yeah, look, probably not. But also, who knows? But that it's the kind of thing that you can see them going for. You know what I mean? Because it's got that, like, sort of cynical, what if we tried to make it like the MCU sort of thing happening? Oh, no.
Well, yeah, we could kind of...
If this is all leading towards Super Smash Brothers...
the movie?
Universe. Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds as Pikachu popping up?
Oh, my God.
That maybe. That one maybe.
If like that happened, if that was the state of cinema, the full body heart attack I would have in the movie theater would roll. You'd look over at me and I'd just be skinned. I'd just be flayed on the chair.
Okay, so Warner Brothers put out Detective Pikachu, It's not going to happen.
It's unlikely. Yeah. That's a shame. I mean, it's good. But also, I think it's the kind of thing, like when a movie looks like it's going to be this bad, like, I'm so for driving it into the ground as much as you possibly can. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Make sure, like, that it's never boring. Make it insane the whole way through.
Exactly. But I think with Chris Pratt in the lead, it's going to be boring. Chris Pratt is a boring man. He's
so weird that he was the choice. It's
so, I know.
And I thought we are past the point where there was that, like, you know, that year where he was in everything.
Yeah, for sure.
It was like Lego Movie, Star-Lord, Jurassic World.
Well, then...
And there was like one or two other things, but like...
Everything
like,
came
oh,
crashing
man.
Down. He actually has a weird run-in because him and Jennifer Lawrence lost all of their stock at the same time. And then just after that, they both were in Passengers, a movie that everyone hated. Where if that had come out a year before, even though it's a dog shit movie with a weird-ass plot, everyone would have been like, oh my God, the internet's two favorite honeys. Fucking Jennifer Lawrence, the most... Oh my God, I'm at the Oscars. I'm just like you, everyone, except I'm surrounded by famous people.
Jennifer Lawrence is just like me. That's true.
Yeah.
Everyone says that.
She was nominated for her role in The Lovely Bones. So when she was being like, oh my God, I'm at the Oscars, she'd already been,
four years earlier. So yeah, it is baffling for like most of the other casting. Like it's crazy, but I think you're so colored by Chris Pratt as Mario that everything else seems insane. But I think if Chris Pratt wasn't Mario, if there was someone else, then it would be so much easier to instantly get behind. But that gives you the little, like, the context for the rest of the film and for the tone of the film. I think straight away.
Yeah, they want him to be the relatable everyman, Mario. Yeah. As opposed to just like this, you know, the colorful icon Mario. I can't even fathom the voice he's going to do for it. Like,
yeah.
Is it going to be like this Italian twinge?
Hey, like, it's a me, a Mario. I can't begin to imagine what he'll do.
There is a hilarious video that he put on his Instagram this week where he does do a bit of It's a Me, and then he's like, oh, that's not the voice I'm doing. I'm still working out which kind of voice I'm doing for the movie, but I'm really excited to play this.
Oh, fucking awful news for Chris Pratt if he hasn't recorded these lines.
Yeah, yeah.
Because people being like, oh, the internet, like he could get kicked off the project. And I was like, in my head, I was like, yeah, that's funny, but like, it's never going to happen because it would be in the bag, basically. But if he has not recorded any lines.
Oh, I think that they're in such early stages of this movie. The fact that they announced it in a Nintendo Direct, which first of all, like, what an insane place to announce this news. Like a trailer or the reason we're having such a crazy reaction to this is that I can't think of anything else that we were given, like, the names of the cast for. Like, it's such a detailed list of names for the cast without seeing them doing, like, in a snippet in a trailer. The fact that we're having this information, disembodied information from seeing them, you know, talking, we don't know what they're going to sound like. I think it puts you off on such a bad footing.
For sure.
If they were like, here's a picture from the Mario movie, and you're like, oh, there's Mario, there's Bowser. Yeah. Great.
Yeah, I get it.
Because one screenshot, like, is in, like, just anything, would immediately give you an indication of what the movie is going to be like. Like, as in, I reckon you could probably look at a screenshot and be like, okay, they're going down the meta route, or no, this seems like a straight playing for it. Even if it's just like a pretty plain background, you'll be able to tell just from the expressions, basically.
Mm.
But yeah, just 100%. Nothing. Not ready to share anything.
I think Chris Pratt's involvement means it's going down the meta route. It means lots and lots of narration by him, lots of finding out what's going on with all his thoughts, lots of him awkwardly trying to connect to different characters, especially Princess Peach. Also, what's the age difference between Chris Pratt, what's her name? Anya Taylor-Joy.
Yeah.
And Jack Black, who are all, that's the love triangle, right?
Surely.
I think they'll make it sexless.
Obviously they will, but still. She's 25.
And Chris Pratt's, I think, 43.
No, see, I don't think, if by sexless you mean they don't explore the romantic aspect.
No, there's no sex scenes.
There's gotta be one scene of full pain, of Bowser's delicious throbbing cock, right? There has to be at least one scene of that in the movie. Right?
Right?
Oh, guys? No. Jackson's
writing his other demands.
That film just ending and I turned to both of you with like a look of horror on my face and you know exactly why.
They didn't show it.
Did I miss it? Did it happen when I went and took a piss?
I got these 3D glasses for nothing.
When I took one of my six famous pisses in this movie, did I miss Bowser's cock? Why didn't you text me? Does it have spike? Did you check a photo?
Was the top of it like a turtle shell? Like a Koopa shell? Because that's what I imagine, dude, and he pisses out the hole where the Koopa's neck goes. I'm loud in the cinema. I'm going to get kicked out.
The movie's ended. Parents are looking at you shocked, as you can see, as the lights have come back on. It doesn't deter you. You keep
yelling. No, I turn around, arguing it at them now.
Yeah.
But how do you think he pisses then, madam? I'm climbing over the seats to water.
Holding her child, shaking.
How do you think he pisses? I'm crying now. This meant a lot to me.
Pissing into whale. You're killing your children or everyone pisses. This shouldn't... Me yelling they about this shouldn't...
They shouldn't be allowed to do this to me. No, but I think if you... There will have to be that love triangle because it is the most lazy Mario joke you can do. And this movie will be full of the most lazy Mario jokes that you can do. So they'll have to do that. They'll have to pull a riff on your princess is in another castle. They'll have to do the Bowser Jr., who's his mum? Sly wink to the audience. Everyone looks at Peach. Oh, you know what I mean? Yeah. Mushroom, drug. All of these jokes are going to have to be in this movie. Because
Chris Pratt's 42. Yeah. Jack Black, I think, is in his 50s. I don't know.
Yeah.
It would be way worse if it was live action. I mean... It's nice to think about the fact they're not even going to be looking at each other while they're talking.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be like a romantic plot. I don't think it's going to be like Bowser's in love with Peach, but I think it's just going to be there will be jokes and riffs around it because of course there will be jokes and riffs around it. If you can think of the most obvious joke to tell about Mario, it will be in this movie.
Okay,
guaranteed.
This is a bold question by me, but do you think like the writers of like Super Mario Odyssey will be...
No,
Nintendo will be involved in writing it at all.
I think
Illumination are going to have to present a few of the jokes or a few of the plot points to Nintendo of Japan, and they're just going to be like, sounds interesting to me. Like, I don't think there's going to be they'll be the feedback from Japan will be like, and Mario's pants should be bluer.
Exactly.
Because he normally has pants of a bluer nature.
Yeah,
Illumination will be okay, no problem.
Yeah. But the actual
Luigi shouldn't have a cat.
Get rid of the cat.
I know we didn't see the footage of him with a cat, but just in case you were thinking of what Luigi should not have a cat.
Never in a million years should Luigi have a cat, obviously.
Although, do you think that they're going to be really... Like, that's another thing. Nintendo are famously, like Levins has just pointed out, they're like very picky about certain things, but also very skittish. Like when the Netflix plans leaked, Nintendo cancelled them. Is there a chance? I think the backlash
that could be rumor,
here.
Though. I don't know.
Yeah.
And the backlash here,
you think could spell danger for the Mario project? Yeah, I think possibly. Like, it's also the kind of thing, and it's crazy, but if I found out
for the project, I just mean, I think that, because all of the hatred seems to be directed towards Chris Pratt.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, but only in, America, Australia, and most English-speaking countries. I don't know if there is a large amount of distaste towards Chris Pratt in Japan.
True.
And for that reason, maybe they don't care.
Yeah, that's a good point. I was wondering that. I was wondering what the situation there is. What is, because also, will they not get different voice actors for different countries anyway?
Oh, yeah, shit. Yes.
So they don't give a shit. Yeah. It's just not going to affect Japan because they will get presumably Japanese voice actors to voice Mario, which will be, but that's also really weird because
Mario doesn't speak Japanese.
Well, no, Mario's Italian, guys. No, but because that the Illumination kind of humor is kind of a, like, it's like a Western style of humor, a bad Western style of humor that you can't imagine would gel in everywhere in the world. Oh, so
Jackson, you're confused. Sorry, yeah. This movie's going to be an anime in Japan.
Oh, that makes more sense to me.
You know, they did actually, there has been a Mario anime in like 1985 or 6.
That sounds sick as hell.
Yeah, the Super Mario Brothers, The Great Mission to Rescue Princess Peach.
Oh, I do know of this for some reason. Yeah.
And it's like, it's great. I love anything that shows like really crazy off-model Mario stuff because it's so streamlined. Like, you know, you very rarely see Mario looking any different to what he does in like the new Super Mario Brothers games these days.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they'll even do like a board game and like, I don't know which board game it was that was announced recently, but there's a Mario version of it and everything in the board game is beautifully hand drawn as it has always been since like the 60s or whatever. Classic Milton Bradley game. But then you just have like these shitty CGI Mario characters put up over the top of it. Whereas like in the 80s, you had like the manga, the anime, and all the merchandise, even like the Nintendo Power covers. There was just all these great different art styles that were officially approved, but Mario, like, you know, the characters.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night. Didn't even have the energy to think. Just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Looked so drastically different from...
Yeah, Luigi's blue in Mission to Rescue Princess Peach. Yeah, it's cool. It's cool as hell. Yeah, well, I guess that's another question. Do we think that the animation style will be like the direct Nintendo renders? Or will they go for something a little bit more, I don't know, like a little bit more unique or a little different that?
Here I am going, I wish we could get a really, really earnest anime adaptation of Mario where they take all the lore seriously and there's no meta bullshit. But this is the first paragraph of the plot synopsis for the 1986 Super Mario Brothers: The Great Mission to Rescue Princess Peach anime. The film opens with Mario playing his family computer, which of course we all know is what the NES was known as in Japan. Suddenly, Mario witnesses a girl on the TV screen crying for help from the enemies attacking her and escapes by jumping out of the TV. After the enemies left, the girl reveals herself as Princess Peach. Just then, King Koopa appears and jumps out of the TV. Despite Mario's battling attempts, King Koopa successfully captures Peach and takes her back into the TV. Shortly afterward, Mario discovers a small necklace that Peach left on the floor. So there you go. Wow.
Wow. Okay. Well, hey, look. I guess we've never gotten that Mario property that you're looking for, really.
I just found the 4K restoration on YouTube, so I'll be watching that later.
Me too. Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Nice.
So it kind of sucks, but I'm still into it.
Yeah, I probably will, but it'll be fun. It'll be charming, at least, which this movie will not be.
What the hell? Chris Pratt was Mario in 1986, dude?
Holy shit.
There's a priest. So I'm just looking through all the characters of this movie. There's, you know, Mario, Luigi, Peach, King Koopa, Lakitu's in it, Hammer Bros, Toad A and Toad B, Goombas, Paratroopers, and then just someone is a priest.
Jared, does that mean Mario's going to a church?
Well, he's Italian. He's probably Catholic,
Maybe he marries Peach at the end. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, there'll be a wedding. That makes
sense.
Yeah,
there's a wedding. It's a wedding. Yeah, that's the priest of the wedding.
I guess it's probably unlikely that this film will stray too far artistically just because Nintendo is the way they are. That it seems unlikely that we would get any variations on the Mario design or the Peach design or any of that. Like, I think it'll be pretty standard, uninspired. Yeah.
Imagine it looks fucked.
If it looks like, for some reason I keep imagining, like those like French cartoons where everybody's like grotesque looking.
Yes. Triplets of Belleville and stuff.
Yeah. There's like a famous French cartoonist or whatever, or animator that I'm thinking of. If it looks like that, I'll be so excited. I won't care that Chris Pratt is voicing Mario if he's like this.
Mario's
gangly.
Nose is like a half a meter long.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's going to be interesting because like Despicable Me and stuff like that, the characters are like, I mean, they're all kind of fucked looking, but it's like good animation. But then when you look at Sing, same studio, looks like dog shit.
Yeah, very boring, very uninspired, for sure.
But also just bad, like as in like they did a bad job. When you look at those characters, you're like, oh yeah, you fucked this up.
Absolutely.
Secret Life of Pets, the dogs and cats, again, pretty fucked looking. I think there's a chance we're going to get fucked Mario and fucked Luigi and fucked Bowser.
No, they're just, all their characters are just stumpy. Like stumpy CGI things. I don't think I don't think the character design is inventive ever.
Also, isn't the Secret Life of Pets? Maybe I'm thinking of something like based off like a something already where they already looked like that. Like, aren't they just taking it? Maybe I'm not.
I don't know.
I'm thinking something else.
Like Illumination and DreamWorks Animation characters, they all look the same.
They'll be doing that DreamWorks grin. Mario will be doing the DreamWorks smirk. Oh man, it'll be great. One eyebrow raised. Corner of the mouth up.
We should predict lines of dialogue from the movie. I predict one where we haven't even talked about what Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong's role is going to be in this. But
imagine Donkey Kong doing the Seth Rogen laugh. That's great.
So Chris Pratt is absolutely at one point going to be like punch his hand fist into his hand and say, "Oh, it's on," like Donkey Kong, and then Donkey Kong will be behind him like, "Huh." What about Donkey Kong?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like, oh, nothing.
What are you saying
about
me,
it.
Dude? Guaranteed. I wasn't talking to you.
Okay, 100%. So this won't be a line of dialogue, but this is something that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Donkey Kong, heavily implied to be a stoner.
Yes. I can see that.
He'll be stoned on bananas, which obviously doesn't make sense, but that's what's going to happen.
I think what you're going to get is a scene where everybody needs to gather together to do something. I think Donkey Kong will be characterized as, really lazy. And then he will get a speech from Fred Armisen's Cranky Kong. And then he will be like, you know what? I do need to save my friends or whatever. Like, even though we are enemies, actually also we're friends for some reason. We will definitely get a scene where everybody becomes 8-bit or whatever. I think that's almost a guarantee. And there'll be some jokes there, like I can't even think of what, but like...
Oh, no, my dick's flat now.
Yeah, I got a flat dick. How about you? And I'm really excited in the cinema because I'm like, it's about to happen. And then we cut and I'm like, are you kidding me right now?
Jack Black as Bowser will absolutely do a song.
Yeah, and a kick. Yep. There'll be the Jack Black kick from Bowser. I can picture that for sure. It's so easy to imagine.
There's a scene that's already burnt into my brain, which is... Yeah. Mario and Luigi confront Bowser, but Mario and Luigi also have tension, and all three of them are just yelling at each other while Princess Peach looks directly down the barrel of the camera and sighs and says, "Oh, Mario," or something like that.
Princess Peach will absolutely fill the role. The classic, I don't know why every single fucking movie does this. Two goofball guys, one serious, sensible girl who's like, "These boys, we're gonna get so many fucking
and you better believe she knows how to kick butt.
Oh yeah, damn dude, she will at some point. They'll be like, you're damsel in distress, and she'll tear her dress and be like shit I am.
Yeah. She'll... What you fucking say? I'll kick your fucking skull in.
What you fucking say, Bowser? Oh my god, what you fucking say? And she'll fucking gloss him.
She's like, why do you keep jumping on Bowser for? And then pulls out like a Glock and empties it into Bowser's skull.
Who wants another slice of fucking pie? And everyone will be like, oh my god.
Well, I was saying there was going to be a tie-in to the game, like with the game with the movie. But it would also be very Nintendo make Peach the true hero. Someone says, it's called Super Mario Brothers, not Super Princess Peach. And then them to port Super Princess Peach from the DS to the Switch. And that's the only game tie-in we get.
Fuck yeah, Super Princess Peach. Despite the fact that one of Peach's powers in that game was crying.
Crying, yeah. Sure, all of her attacks are
she was just over-emotional. You but it was a really girl. Fun game. Like, yeah, it's I love such that game. A shame. It's awesome.
I kept it.
Yeah. But yeah, she gets angry and that's one of her powers. But yeah. No, you're right though. Absolutely. There'll be like a Princess Peach kicks butt, kind of moment. Some of the characters.
And I bet it will be set to like, I need a hero.
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
they always use the same songs that are
she's
been in
taking it into her own hands. Maybe in your plot, Levins, where Mario goes off on his own adventure, Bowser will be like, I guess he's not coming. And she'll be like, gotta save myself. And she saves herself or whatever. You know,
and I reckon like Bowser's like, well, with Mario gone, maybe I can be the Mario of this world or something like that. Yeah. And then maybe he's like trying to convince Donkey Kong that he should be the Bowser now. Adopt my child, Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong.
Okay. Here's another scene. As they're finally getting to Bowser's castle, Bowser will be looking out the window and Peach will be like, Mario's here. And Mario will jump into a hole.
Yes.
And like, they'll just be like, and then he'll 100%. Pop back up and she'll turn to Bowser and Bowser will be like shrug or something.
Yeah, lucky I had extra lives or whatever. Maybe a fire flower joke, like maybe there'll be like a wedding ceremony between Bowser and Peach and some, like hands over a bouquet but they're fire flowers and they burn his face.
Mario will kick in Bowser's door and announce that the Smash Bros have arrived.
The Super Smash Brother Ultimates are here, Bowser. What are you going to do about that? Mario's drunk. He's drunk in this one. Well, what about... Okay, I mean, like, there are other characters, other classic Nintendo characters that have not been announced, but surely will be in it. If we got Cranky Kong, we're getting Diddy Kong, right? Like, there will be a Diddy Kong cameo, or in the DK Jungle, Diddy Kong will be there. We'll probably get a Daisy as well, just to... Maybe get some more ladies in the mix there.
There's only one so far.
It's a bit of a penis fest at the moment, let's be honest. So, you know, we'll probably need at least Daisy. Maybe Rosalina. I don't know.
I reckon they'll save Rosalina. She'll be in a sequel. And I also think that... Actually, I guess my sequel pitch doesn't make any sense. Because I think Wario was like a lock. Because they know that Wario is...
He's a meme. Like him and Waluigi.
You're crazy. Why are they doing... Wario is like... He's a joke that they'll use for 1 minute of a movie. There's no way they would make him a main. No, they're not using him as a main character in any of these movies.
Yeah, you're right, kind of Levins, because I was like thinking about it before. Wario is the wrong kind of you can't naturally work a disgusting monster man into a movie like this unless you drastically change who he is, which like they might do. But Wario, his whole deal is that he's a farting, fat pervert who loves to eat garlic, who loves treasure and doing bad things. Like, there's no redeemable qualities to Wario. So I don't know how you can
find that. I would love it if, like you meet Charles Martinet playing Wario at the start of the movie, and he's like, oh, I'm gonna make my own movie now. At the end, you see like this shitty bootleg version of what we've seen, but
true.
Wario made it, and it has like the same like aesthetic as the WarioWare games. That would be that would redeem the entire movie. No matter what happens in between those two moments, I would be like, oh, they knew what they were doing. It's fine.
Okay, so we've spoken about this being meta, and we've spoken about the fact that it's just going to be Wreck-It Ralph and like Lego movie
and a little bit of Spider-Verse.
Do we think it's going to pull back at the end and Chris Pratt live action is playing the game and maybe with like his kid or something?
Oh, I see what you mean. Like, is there going to be like a real life element to this? I love the Lego movie.
They pull back and Chris Pratt has been playing Mario with his kid, introducing them to video games. And I reckon it'll be a daughter, young daughter.
Yeah. Well, it's got to be like, because like the message of the Lego movie is like, it's like, oh, you can't keep these things protected or whatever. Like, you got to play with your kid. And in the movie, like, that message comes across or whatever. So what is the message of this going to be that Chris Pratt can then convey to his kid?
Classics never go out of style.
You should buy the brand new Mario game coming to the Nintendo Switch. Yeah, like, but what is it gonna, because the central conflict of the movie has to be reflected in the real life element of the movie. So what
anyone
is
anyone can, you know, be a hero.
Yeah, that's gonna be it. It's gonna be that Mario stops being Mario and everyone tries to step up to the plate or whatever. And in the end, maybe they all struggle, but if they keep trying, they can defeat fucking Foreman Spike. And hey, anyone actually can do it. Yeah.
Fuck. It'll just be like,
God damn it.
Or, yeah, and like, teamwork will be the key, and then it'll turn out that they beat the game together, sharing one controller.
Yeah. It'll be like, work together. Don't forget your friends. That'll be the.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so funny if they just did the Lego movie thing again, but like, instead of Will Ferrell having a Lego set, he doesn't let his kids play. He just always plays like Nintendo Switch and never lets his kids.
No, I'm
Daddy's beating
one.
Mario. I'm Mario. Oh, dude. A player one, player two analogy is a lock in some capacity.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Anyone could be player one.
Fuck.
You could be player one.
Imagine the pullback reveal of it being meta is like way crazier and way more like fingers on the pulse, and it pulls back and it's Will Ferrell again, because why not? And he keeps sending his video games away to get graded. And the kids are like, Dad, we just want to play. And he's like, no, this is a 9.6 Metroid. You know how much I can get for this? Video games are coins now.
And then like it's an advertisement for the Nintendo Switch Online service. Yeah. Did you know you can play this game for $20 a year?
Oh, my God. End credits, Dance Party. Perfect.
Yeah.
We'll definitely get a, whether it comes at the beginning in a montage, like I think, or at some point in the movie as part of their grand adventure, we will definitely get a compilation of the various Mario games through the through the Wii, Odyssey. Yeah. Like, we're just gonna get that. And maybe it'll be the, if it's this, like, Mario's going off to try and live a regular life, we will get to see all of these characters in Odyssey, in 64, in, you know. It's so exhausting to think about this movie.
I bet Brie Larson gets cast as somebody in it.
Yeah.
Because she does all these advertisements for Nintendo.
She'd be a good Daisy.
True. She'd be a great.
What the fuck am I saying? What am I even saying?
Yeah, what are Daisy's personality traits?
Yeah, what?
That you think Brie Larson would be good at?
Yeah. She's bubbly, I guess. She likes tennis.
She wears a yellow dress. I can barely hear Brie Larson's voice wearing a yellow dress.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
Yeah,
all
of these things. Perfect. Yeah. It's dream casting. So, maybe I'm too self-aware now to continue this podcast.
And this movie's definitely going to be too self-aware, too. That's my huge prediction.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure.
I hope that if it sucks, it still makes heaps of money so that... No, I don't. Oh, it's a tough one.
I do, because
I hope that if it makes heaps of money, then Nintendo will be like, oh, people like this. But no, they'll pivot away from giving me things I want to make more Mario Brothers movies.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, I think that you should never... There's no such thing, I think, really, as a good Mario movie. I don't think Mario is designed to be turned into a larger story. Like, it's not... Yeah. It's not what you play a Mario game for. I don't, as a player of Mario, care about Mario as a character. You know what I mean? I'm not like, man, what makes him tick?
Oh,
what makes him tick
actually,
is he's gotta get Peach. That's what makes him tick.
Fuck. Well,
or he's in space now. You know?
I bet you at one point he shaves his mustache off and everyone's like, ah!
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. Sorry, I grow it back! Yeah, and he'll pop it back in. Oh, and maybe he has, Levin's, that's as part of a montage of different mustaches.
He's like,
I got to change up my look. And he goes like, handlebar, cowboy, Hitler. You know.
Yeah, I think this is going to break records for the most amount of montages in a movie.
It's going
to
be actually
different looks and things, eras of Mario via montages.
Maybe it'll be only montages. It's just all montage.
Sure. There's also going to be at least 3 minutes where they like, probably less, but at least 1 to 2 minutes where they like, go through the Mushroom Kingdom and we see all of the villains and heroes and toads and blah, blah, blah interacting. And for those 2 minutes, I'll be over the fucking moon.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the movie, I want to kill myself.
For sure. Yeah. 100%. 100%. It's going to be grim.
Yeah. It's, again, and I know that, like, everyone is stuck on this, but Chris Pratt as Mario has done just an absolute number on my brain where it makes so much sense, but I also could never have seen it coming.
No, no. Even if you were joking about bad Mario castings, you would not go to Chris Pratt because it's so bad, it's like not even...
It's so boring, but it's also not safe either. It just makes no sense.
Yeah. It's like even fucking Charlie Day as Mario would have been like, oh yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd be like, oh, that's crazy casting, but I get it. Where I can't even tell what they were thinking here. He was free and has been in very expensive movies that have made lots of money. Is that it?
They said he was cool. Does just Shigeru Miyamoto genuinely really think Chris Pratt like is sick?
Oh, and Miyamoto so he fucking it? Loved Fallen Kingdom.
Yeah, best dinosaur film he's ever seen.
It's an underrated movie.
It's something. It certainly made me loathe Chris Pratt as a person and actor.
World, the first one did that for me, where I was like, oh, actually, Chris Pratt is boring and sucks.
Yeah, me too. I breezed through World because I wasn't paying attention. Dominion, I was like, right, let's do it. And I was like, Chris Pratt is a fucking wet, like, you know when, like your dishcloth gets dirty and you gotta throw it in the bin. That's what he makes me think. He's just like a wet, dirty dishcloth that you just like slop on the ground and you're like, this is no good. I gotta throw it away. That's Chris
and
Pratt.
I loved his antics on Parks and Recreation before we got way too much Chris Pratt in our lives. This is just crazy. This is where we're at now.
This is what it's come to. This is what it's come to.
The Prattening.
but also, Dusha, like you said, like, if they've not recorded it, it's the kind of thing where if it had not a completely different cast, but like a drastically changed cast in 6 months, that kind of wouldn't shock me either. Cause we do live in this weird era of film where the internet dictates a great deal about what we actually get to see
on the internet.
The internet. Look at this fucking idiot calling the internet the internet. What a dumb cunt.
You should just stick with that.
The internet. I kind of say it like a prospector. I'm going to look that up on the internet. But we live in this era where
you
like
said Sonic... it properly then, by the way.
Yeah,
you
I know.
Didn't
you
say
fucked up your own impression.
Internet. It's hard to do actually as a prospector.
Chris Pratt as Jackson.
I don't know. Like, I think about the fact that Sonic the Hedgehog's design was changed because of the internet, the Snyder cut or whatever. Like, if the internet hates Chris Pratt that much,
yeah,
it wouldn't surprise me if they got someone new to be like, don't worry, we're fixing it, we're fixing it.
I don't see Nintendo or Illumination, who are just like juggernauts.
True.
No one truly wanted one Minions movie, but we got many of them, you know?
Yeah.
And we're about to get another one. They're just unstoppable forces. Once they commit to something, they're locked in forever.
I guess Nintendo faced heaps and heaps of criticism about releasing the 3-pack of Mario games.
Yeah, true. They didn't give a shit.
6 months. Yeah. And they still like, yeah, no, it's unavailable still. Fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. Too bad. Nintendo are extremely used to being ignorant to the criticism.
Yeah. And I guess if you're a kid, right, like who is ostensibly the demographic of this film, even though that's...
my kids love Mario,
terrified
of movies, but I'm sure that will be their opening night for the Mario movie.
And like kids also probably like Chris Pratt because he's Star-Lord. So you
although
kinda...
your kids are gonna hate Chris Pratt now because they've seen how much he upsets you, love.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's Dad's enemy. Oh no. It's his nemesis on the screen.
This man's name alone was the single saddest moment we've ever seen his father endure. And now he's signed up for 100 of them and we have to sit either side of him for it.
But maybe it'll be the kind of thing where, like, as much as we loathe it, kids everywhere are like, hell yeah, Chris Pratt, the fucking rules. I don't think kids like Seth Rogen terribly much, but, you know, or Charlie Day.
They'll learn to love him.
That's like there is some good casting in that casting.
Yeah, well, I think pretty much everybody other than Chris Pratt is, like, serviceable. It's fine. It's not maybe who I would have picked, but, like, it's not as instantly revolting as Chris Pratt is. Like, you're just like, oh, yeah, Seth Rogen makes a fine Donkey Kong, I guess. Yeah. Like, whatever. I don't know who I would have picked
for him. Jack Black
as Bowser. Sure. Charlie Day's Luigi, you know?
Fred Armisen is Cranky Kong.
Yeah.
that's, yeah.
Sure.
Kevin Michael Richardson is Comic. I can do that. Sure, why not?
Yeah, yeah, sick, sick. By coincidence, Kevin Michael Richardson is my most watched actor of 2021, and I don't know how that's happened, but that's the world we're living in.
Yeah.
He was in Bound. I'm trying to think of other Kevin Michael Richardson movies you would have watched this year. How many recent episodes of The Simpsons have you watched? Because he's the voice of Dr. Hibbert now. I know that as well.
True, true, true.
No,
he
was
the voice of the Mauler twins in Invincible. I remember that.
Yeah, okay. Again, they're not movies, though. This is movies.
Did you watch Clerks 2?
I didn't watch Clerks 2, but that was last year.
Clerks 2, that was 2006.
No, as in, like, I watched it last year.
Oh, right.
He's in the original Mortal Kombat movie.
Okay.
He's in
Trolls
World Tour.
Oh, he's the voice of Goro? Is that right?
Maybe. I'm not actually sure. He's in Trolls World Tour. He's in The Matrix Revolutions. He's in The Animatrix. He's in Basketball and he's in Bound.
Wow.
Okay.
I've had a year.
He's in he's in Transformers The Last Knight as well, if you want to continue this insane
just voyage. Get him over the line.
I started looking up, because I didn't know what you were talking about, I started looking up human characters in the Mario universe and found a character called Heavy Smoker, which is very
funny. Who do you want to play him?
Watch game. Heavy Smoker. Put Heavy Smoker in the new Mario movie.
Heavy Smoker for Smash.
Yeah, Heavy Smoker for Smash.
How good would it be if Nintendo doubled down on this, and we know that they're announcing a new Smash character in a few, like the final Super Smash Brothers character,
and it's Chris Pratt.
That would be so God. Great. It would make it all worthwhile. Guaranteed.
Finally, and because it doesn't have a title yet, mm-hmm. we want to all take a punt on what this movie's going to be called, just to bring us home. We want to baselessly speculate on the title of the currently untitled upcoming Super Mario Brothers movie.
Okay.
Super Mario and the Secret of Dumbledore, whatever it is.
Okay, so I reckon you got three options, right?
Yep.
I think if they're going like a straight Mario movie, no meta shit or whatever, they call it Mario. I think
that's so funny if there's a movie just called Mario.
I reckon they will.
Like,
I reckon
like
they will.
Think about.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but just think about it. Just Mario.
Mario. Like, I think if it's a meta take on it, they call it Mario the Movie. I think that's how we'll tell. When the title is announced, if it's just Mario, it's played straight. If it's Mario the Movie, it's going to be meta and terrible. That's
well,
my
what
take.
Jackson, what about Bean, which was called the Bean Movie in some places? Yeah. What would your review be there?
Bean the Ultimate Disaster Movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. And Mario the Ultimate Disaster Movie.
Mario colon Mr. Bean. That's what I think it's going to be. No, genuinely, Mario or Mario the Movie. I think that's what they're going to be. And that
I
want to
be
called tell.
I mean, it's going to be called The Mario Movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair.
I think it'll be Super Mario the Movie, which is boring.
Okay. Yeah. No, but that's, I could see it. Possible.
Just because all of it is like, because it's always like Super Mario Land, Super Mario World, Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario Odyssey.
So Super Mario Movie? Yeah. Super Mario Movie, that's a pretty good bet, to be honest.
What about Mr. Mario Goes to Hollywood?
Yeah.
Now I'm just thinking about Rowan Atkinson doing his Mr. Bean voice as Mario. Which
I'm Super Mario, apparently. That would be good.
Who do you think is going to do the big song? Which two acts are going to be smashed together for the big song?
I reckon... And he's popped up every now and then, but I think on the back of, and it's someone that you are very, very, very fond of, Levins. But on the back of his recent smash hit single, Rick and Morty, Soldier Boy, and it'll be like Soldier Boy and like,
He's not safe enough. No.
Macklemore. It's going to be Macklemore.
Yeah, Macklemore makes sense. Yeah. Or like,
Can't Hold Us as our like song as Mario Saves the Day is, come on. I mean, like, it's a lock. Or Macklemore and Panic at the Disco doing a collab. Why not?
Or it'll be, like, crazy safe, like Katy Perry and then, like, a big, like, a Maroon 5. Katy Perry, yeah. Maroon 5 with Katy Perry.
Yeah.
The Mario movie song.
I think that Maroon...
It'll be called, like, Let's Go, the Super Mario movie.
True.
Kid Leroy will be involved.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, cool. Chuck
Kid Leroy and... Oh, fuck. Maybe it'd be like The Weeknd featuring Kid Leroy. Have they collaborated before?
You think about Illumination. Like the coolest thing, the coolest person they've ever worked with is on music is Pharrell.
Yeah.
And that's how we got Happy.
Mm. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, actually, that's probably a good point. Happy was a fucking enormous song.
Yeah, yeah. It's a tough pick.
Kid Laroi, I'm pretty happy with, but yeah, it's tough.
I don't know. It's going to be bad no matter what it is.
Is there a feature on Happy? Or is Happy just Pharrell?
Him. Just Pharrell. Oh, well, yeah, the feature is that giant hat that he wore for a while.
Yeah. Featuring a big fucking hat. Maybe they'll do Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber again, like, just to try and recapture the magic of that song that I always forget the name of.
Yeah, I know the one you mean.
It's all over the internet.
It's gonna... Do we think we'll survive this film? That's, I guess... Like, do we think...
I mean, I don't think I'm going to survive this week, because it's all I'm going to be talking about. When you ask me to do this, I'm like, oh, but I already have to do, like, five other podcasts about this casting announcement.
This is our second podcast on it today.
Yeah. It's taking us over. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. This will... I don't know. The thing is, like, on that same thought, like, I don't think we were capable of creating a funnier announcement of voice actors playing these roles. I also don't think we are capable of truly understanding how insane this is going to be as a movie. For 1 week, it'll be all we talk about, and then we never talk about it again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Jackson, have you seen the 1993 Super Mario Brothers movie?
Yeah.
I recommend everyone go rewatch it, because it is a disgusting movie. Yeah. It, like, there's scenes where you're like, that is awful to look at. Yeah.
Yeah.
When they find the fucking mushroom in the goo, why?
It's disgusting. The whole film has a horrible energy. It does feel like it's been filmed in a sewer. Like, even though you spend a lot of the time in the city, it feels like you're in a sewer. It's gross.
Yeah.
I think it's unclean.
It's not a good movie.
No.
But it's definitely weird enough where, if you haven't seen it, I'd recommend watching it, because it's constant baffling decisions.
Mm.
I reckon
I think with this will be like constant baffling decisions where you're like, I can't believe they made this extremely obvious joke or plot point or like, I think it'll just be like, I don't know. I feel like we'll look at Sonic as like the Sonic movie as like such an insane risk taker, compared to this.
Yeah. I think you're right. It'll change the face of movies, you know? Put that on your BS bingo card.
I love like the difference in reactions to like Idris Elba being announced as Knuckles compared to Chris Pratt being announced as Super Mario. I feel like
for sure
everyone's amped for Sonic 2 now.
Yeah. Sonic 2, it's just gonna be crazy. You're like, all right, yeah, great, Idris is Knuckles, whatever. Let's go.
But it just also makes no sense to me as Knuckles, but it's not funny.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like no sense in it. It's ridiculous, not horrifically.
Like, yeah.
Well, again, not safe, because that's
Chris
not
Pratt's
what's happening
influence.
Here.
Well, no, I feel like it is. Yeah, I don't know. But I just feel like there's going to be a scene where, like, yeah, like there will probably be a priest in this version of Mario 2, except because it's contractually every character that Chris Pratt plays now has to go to church for at least 5 minutes of the movie.
Maybe we'll get the T-Pain song Church in it.
Oh,
great song.
That would be
great
good.
Song.
That would be redeeming. Yeah, for sure.
I think finally, this tweet that I found 12 hours after the announcement was made. So this person came to the news late. And when I saw this tweet, it had no replies, no retweets, no likes.
Mm.
But this person had just wrote, I'm going to kill myself because Chris Pratt is Mario.
Yeah, I think that you couldn't really sum it up better than that, could you? Like, that's pretty much... There it is. That's the dot on the I and the cross of the T.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that guy is actually the director of the Mario movie.
Yeah. God damn it.
Nintendo have fucked me again.
That was my favorite part of the direct when Miyamoto referred to the producer of the Mario movie, Chris Meledandri, who is like he founded Illumination Pictures. He was the executive producer of Cool Runnings, but he referred to him as Meledandri son.
That is good.
I still can't believe this is real.
Yeah, me neither. This is
it's exciting.
It's being written by someone called Matthew Fogel. Before we finish up, let's see what he wrote. Oh my god, dude! Matthew Fogel is the main writer of the Mario script. The last movie he wrote was the Lego Movie 2, the second part.
Yeah.
And the directors, which we went through. Sorry, we forgot to fill you in on this, Levins, because you weren't here. But earlier today, or if you're listening to this last week on Friday when you listen to Thumb Cramps, and you better have listened to fucking be Thumb doing Cramps it. Audience.
Yeah. It's a when is this going up?
This is going right to come now. Out. Yeah. If you're listening to it, it came out now.
Yeah. Okay, great. It's-
I love recording podcasts live like we always do every week.
Yeah. It's coming out now. Yeah.
It's,
and
yeah.
Thumb Cramps came out 3 days ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
That's the timeline. Yeah.
Yeah. This podcast is now. Thumb Cramps is 3 days ago.
Yeah.
AFAM was also earlier last week.
Yeah. Exactly.
Cool. So I can say everything I said in the last hour on AFAM, and everyone will think I said it there first.
Yeah.
Until they hear this part, until you've revealed it. Oh, no!
Yeah. We got tricked. Fine. Yeah.
I can live like a king for a week before I was revealed.
Yeah. The directors of the Mario movie, their biggest project was Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty good. One of them was involved in the Jackie Chan adventures.
Which is great. Yeah.
And the other one was involved in I can't remember what it was.
Something
but there was another weird random project.
Yeah. Yeah.
They kind of helped out on. So yeah. All in all, this movie's probably gonna suck shit. But it's exciting.
Did you go through Matt Fergal's writing filmography?
No, we didn't.
Oh, because you missed out that he was the writer of a little picture in 2011. He wrote the screenplay for Big Mamas, Like Father, Like Son.
Hopefully we'll see some of that influence in this movie.
Oh, wait. No, Alexi did mention that.
Yeah. Don't worry. Yeah, we've covered our bases.
That's right. Well, for a brief moment, the audience is going to be angry at us that we didn't listen to Alexi and proud of you for doing your research until again,
exactly.
The rug is pulled out and we, right now.
Are we? Do you think by 2022 we'll all be allowed into each other's states and we'll be able to watch this movie together?
I hope so. I hope we can. I hope we can get decked out now. Mario finest.
The three of us, 20 other Sans Pants hosts, and my children
in 4DX. Hopefully.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Each of us dressed like Super Mario or a Chris Pratt character. You know.
No, you, me, Jackson, and my son, all dressed as very obscure WarioWare characters.
Yeah, exactly.
Go as like,
come
Vault
on,
family.
One reference to Wario, please.
Yeah, please, God.
Enormous cheer.
Yes! We're starving for that Wario content.
Stand up in the 40X cinema as the chairs are rotating to be like, yes, they did it! Get knocked forward by the fucking chairs. You fall over. Spill your drink on a kid, starts crying. Jackson then realizes he hasn't seen Bowser's dick, and then...
Yeah. Wait a second!
Oh, wait, if we're
Stop
seeing
the
this
movie!
If I'm bringing my kids to the same screening, am I the parent who you're yelling at about Bowser's dick?
Dad, why is your friend shaking me? You know? Yeah. It'll do irrevocable damage to our friendship. It's gonna be good.
Yeah. It's exciting. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Levins, and you can listen to my aforementioned podcast, Hey Fam, every single Wednesday. And also you can hear my other podcast, All the Small Games and Serious Issues, which I often host with Jackson and Joel and the other Joel. They're all on SansPantsRadio.com.
Check them out.
Hell yeah. And if you go back and listen to last week's Hey Fam episode, probably going to touch on the Mario Brothers movie.
Yeah, I would say we're going to spend a lot. I mean, like, and no one's takes will be anywhere as near as good as Angus's. So look forward to that.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Or look backward to that.
Thank you for listening to this right now, the moment the episode dropped.
Yeah.
And I'm going to turn off my live microphone in 3, 2, 1.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS Boys.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sans Pants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.